invasion with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once at rage to see the raids no more. Like the video filmed bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's struggling ass to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravens. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it us to stay. She'd sigh like with the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving
.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. Hey, I'm Brian Young. There's Marie Michelle right over there.
Hello.
Got a good show for you today. Anthony Kaczynski. He's getting ready in the green room. Tuning up his guitar. I guess we're gonna get some live stuff out of him. A little acoustic. Anthony Kaczynski from Fire King, of course, and his older band Figures on a Beach. He says he has some Figures on a Beach I've never heard before that he thinks I might like. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like Figures on a Beach, but they're a little soft for this show, you know. And
I like Figures on a Beach.
I love Fire King. I mean, a lot of other people do too.
Yeah.
That's why I think that we had such
Boston Rock, we had such
a little crowd at the Thigh Scraper show at the tavern last night because they were all at Anthony's Fire King show over at Thunder Road. I can't blame them. We had a fun time anyway. And so that'll be coming on. And if you have questions for Anthony when he's on, 855-915-9636 is the number. We're a crash course for the Ravers. Let's just get some things started here with, how about some Lou Reed from the American Poet, some live stuff from the 70s.
Sounds good.
We're MFO.
Hiked away across the USA. plucked her eyebrows along the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she that said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." All right. Everybody's darling, but she never once lost her head. Even when she was given head, she said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey Candy, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go, do 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 do. Here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where you said, "Hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey baby, take a walk on the wild side." Sugar Plum Fairy came down and hit the streets, for soul food and for a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, "Hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." All right. She is just speeding away. She thought she was James Dean for a day, but then you know that she had to crash. Valium would have helped that best. She said, "Hey Jackie, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go, do 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 do. Do 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 shape was in. I had horns and fins. I'm so free. Don't you know now, baby? I'm so free. Oh, gee. Silver walks. We used to shiver. I used to talk.
George, he was running through the door. I says, my friend George.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Promotion.
That's just always really loud, Anthony. You'll probably want to turn it up again in a second.
Yeah.
I always like
to turn it up.
I start the show by making my guest eardrums bleed.
I like to massage my tinnitus.
All right. Anthony Kaczynski in the room.
Yeah. Hi, Brian.
That was Fire King you just heard there. And with a slow motion.
Slow motion.
From the Double Trouble, double CD.
And double LP.
Double LP.
Even.
Yeah, you did put that on vinyl, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
A sumptuous looking package.
So Anthony Kaczynski, he's been on the show a few times, and you may know him from his great, powerful rock band, Fire King, locally here. And earlier, we are from Detroit, Figures on a Beach.
Yep.
And you said you might even have some tracks we haven't heard from Figures on a Beach.
I do, and the reason I thought of them is actually kind of a sad one, because as everybody knows, Mike Dineen from Q Division passed away this week.
That's
right. He's a great producer, great guy, and a real force in the community. I think everybody's kind of reeling from that.
I'm sorry for everyone's loss.
Yeah, you know, we only recorded with him once, and I was extremely happy with the experience, and then the band was breaking up, and we never did anything with any of it.
Mm.
So it's been sitting there. So we had a good session, and I went back and listened to it, and it was kind of, to my ears, as good as I remembered it. And I thought people should hear it.
Right.
At least.
So this
did a really great job.
This is what you were planning on putting out, and then you broke up?
Yeah. We did two albums for Sire, and then the relationship wasn't, you know, this happened with major labels all the time where you just sort of went, we need to move on. And this was in 91, and we broke up shortly thereafter, but we just went into the studio with Mike and recorded at the old Q Division that was on Albany Street in the South End.
Okay.
So before they moved to Somerville. And I thought he got the best sounding recordings that the band ever did.
That's interesting, because I thought Figures on a Beach was always Detroit thing.
Oh, no. We moved, the whole band moved out here in 1985.
That's crazy. I often wondered that, because, you know, you had Smitty in your band,
yeah.
And you both are from the same area. I'm like, how did they both end up here?
We moved out at the same time. So here's the chronology, is that we did three little indie EPs in Detroit and made a little bit of noise with it, and then we moved out here, and we got the Sire albums came out after we lived here.
Okay.
Yeah. So, 1986, we signed to Sire. We recorded in 87.
So, Figures on a Beach is a Boston band, then.
You know what? For more than half of our career, we lived here. I guess that probably, we get to claim both.
Right. Exactly. Well, I like that you're part of the Boston scene.
I do too.
Since we just talked so much about it, you want to do that Figures on a Beach
now? Yeah, I think we should. There's three songs you know, we got this synth pop label thrown at us. I think these are much more of they sound like a band, which is what we were to begin with. I always thought we were a little mislabeled. So,
what track do you want me to play?
Are we gonna
play all three of them?
Go in order. I think they make a nice.
What's the name of the first?
The first song is called Play.
Play.
And the second one is called Offending Christian Radio.
I don't think I can play them straight through with player. We'll have to stop for a second and
we'll introduce
the next one. So let's introduce the first
this
one
is
here.
It's called Play.
All right. Figures on a Beach.
From 1991.
And I have Anthony Kaczynski here. If you have any questions for him, 855-915-9636. We're a crash course for the Ravers on MFO.
You might need a key.
Everything you say.
There you go. Big time exclusive there. Never played on the radio.
I don't believe we ever played any of these songs on any local radio. And then during the time when we were recording it, we were still being played on things like WFNX and whatnot.
So
it just didn't happen.
Oh, this had to like drive you nuts that these never got played.
I don't know. I just, from where I'm sitting now with the, you know, passage of time and everything, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, maybe you should release them somehow.
The thought has occurred. We have probably an album's worth of stuff that didn't make it onto things and
well,
demos.
Let's hear a little more of this stuff that never came out. What's Offending Christian Radio all about?
It's sort of an impressionistic travelogue of a long road trip through the American South.
And you 90s. hear a lot of that.
Oh my God, yeah. I was listening. I was listening to the AM radio because it was fascinating. Rocky Mount, North Carolina, is what the song is about, actually.
Okay.
Driving through and actually staying at a motel.
Right on.
So okay. There you go.
So this one, number two.
Is Offending Christian Radio.
Okay, some more Figures on a Beach you've never heard before right here on MFO.
I'm in.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Figures on a Beach there, offending Christian radio. And not offending me at all.
Good.
I'm digging it on this radio.
Good.
And we have one left you brought us from back at these sessions.
From Q-Division.
You wanted to speak a little more about that.
Yeah, just in tribute to Mike Dineen, that's nearly 20 years ago. No, God, 30 years ago that we recorded
right,
that, right?
Yeah, 91. 27
years ago that we recorded it. And I just thought, up until that time, I wished we'd run into him much sooner because we weren't always happy with the way things came out in the studio or didn't feel sympathetically treated.
Yeah.
And he just got it.
You're saying you thought like the major labels are like taking the edge off.
They always did.
Yeah.
We don't need to go on into that diatribe, but the fact of the matter is that major labels will sign bands, or did back in that day. They're irrelevant now.
Yeah.
They would sign bands because there was something special about them, and then they would do everything they could to scrub
away
everything that's special about them.
Right.
So, and that certainly happened to us, and we're not the only ones that it happened to. So I always felt about these sessions that Mike Dineen let the band be the band and gave great advice and recorded beautifully. And, came up in this song, there's this weird backing vocal thing that happens towards the end. I would have never come up with it on my own.
The next song?
Yeah, I have a distinct memory of him telling me, try this. And it was like, whoa,
that's great.
You know, that's a really creative, beautiful collaboration. And he was a sweet, sweet guy, and he'll be missed for sure.
Yes. Well, this goes out to him.
Yeah. It's called Reunion.
Figures on Beach Reunion. And then after that, you're going to play some acoustic for us?
Let's do it.
Sounds good. Okay, well, one more Figures on a Beach. This is Reunion. And here we go. MFO. Do I have monks in the background at the end there?
That was Chris Ewan and his barrage of interesting sounds that he would come up with.
I heard all kinds of stuff in that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Song's called Reunion, Figures on a Beach.
Yep. Maybe someday it'll see the light of day in a larger context. I'd like that very much at this point.
Well, I'll spin it from time to time here. Cool. I definitely dig it.
Kind of widen it a little bit.
Yeah, that'll help.
We have Anthony Kaczynski here in the studio from that band,
Figures
on a Beach, and also of his current band, Fire King. And I was thinking, when you're talking about moving from Detroit to Boston, the whole band moved over. What got you guys to move over?
That is a story.
Why did you move?
So long, but very short answer is we'd sort of hit a brick wall in Detroit. Detroit wasn't looked at as a mecca for music in the 80s so much, although a lot of great stuff happened, but you know, that was the days of trying to chase a major label deal, and they wouldn't. I mean, outside of the Romantics. From that era, very few people. It was hard to get anybody's attention.
So you just thought you could make it better in Boston.
It was close to New York. We were playing in New York all the time. It was close. It's funny. It's like I came here and I had never been here, and I moved here and I walked into an apartment.
That's wild.
On Revere Street, and the roaches scattered down the walls. Like, "Welcome to Boston." So that was when it was a little less less bougie.
You're still here, so I take it you like Boston.
Very much. Very cool. This is home. Both places are home. That's I guess the kind of cool thing. I can feel equally at home in both cities. So
heard you had a great show last night.
It was fun, and the Modern Day Idols and Watts and our friends from New Jersey, the Gripweeds, came up and delivered the rock. It was good.
Sorry I missed it.
You had your own
I had my own shindig going on.
It was a busy night last night.
It was.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
A lot of things
Somehow I still think I might have a voice today. We're going to find that out momentarily. So.
Yeah, well, why don't we do that? What do you want to play for us today, Anthony?
This is in tune enough. I broke my tuner on the way in here. Michelle was like happy, you know, nice enough to try and get the battery out, and then I installed it, and I promptly broke my tuner. So.
Oh, no.
So this is good, right?
Sounds good to me.
Is that consonant?
I think so.
I think it sounds okay. So I'll do a song that's kind of in keeping with the mode here. It's going to be on the next Fire King record whenever we get around to actually finishing this thing. And it's called Today.
All right. Anthony Kaczynski here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Go for it.
sing soon. So be my tangoon and call the tune. And touch me where it hurts. And when I go, please don't be long. Blast the profile up the bomb. You got to bang a gong, you got to get it on. And remember how we learned today. Today, yeah, yeah, yeah. Today. Thank you.
Anthony.
I lost my headphones on that one. I hope I was staying on mic.
Anthony Kaczynski live here in Studio A.
At WMFO.
Do you call that, is that called today?
Yeah. Great. That one's finished. That's the next time I come in, I'll bring it in. So I'm pretty happy with how that came out as
great.
A final, as a Fire King tune.
Complete
with guitar solos and stuff.
As soon as I get it, I'll put it in the system.
Awesome.
What do you have for us next, Anthony?
You know,
am I the only one who calls you Anthony? Everyone else calls you Tony.
No, I actually like it though.
Okay,
you know, I go by either.
Because I think that's because we first started talking, I think, on Facebook, and you have Anthony up there.
Either.
So I've always called you that, and I notice everyone else calls you Tony.
No, I know.
But Anthony's cool.
I answer to both.
All right.
Two reasons why. Number one, when I was a kid, and The Name Game by Shirley Ellis was a big hit, and they had like that verse about Tony, Baboni, and blah, blah, and that used to make me really, like, I used to get embarrassed. I was 5 years old.
Of course.
So there was that. And then the fact is I just like the way Anthony Kaczynski looks better in print. It looks better in print. Yeah, whatever. But, you know, it's my name.
Right.
So.
I didn't think I was offending you. I just thought I wondered if I was hoping I wasn't sounding like your mother or something.
Oh,
Anthony,
no.
Get over here.
She called me Tony.
She called you Tony.
And the funny thing is that my dad's name was also Anthony, and she called him Joe. For his middle name. And
oh, okay.
He always used to say, "Don't call me Joe." This was like a running joke in our house. So, whatever.
That sounds hilarious. What do you have for us next?
I'm going to do a cover. Somewhat relevant, I guess, but it's about minding your own business.
Okay.
It's called Small Town Talk. It's by Bobby Charles originally.
Oh, okay.
And when he did this, he recorded this song with members of the band. Like Garth Hudson's all over it, Levon Helm's all over it. It's a really good record.
Oh, I got to look it up.
Bobby Charles, it's a self-titled album on Bearsville in the early 70s. It's a killer record. If you like that kind of swampy... This guy wrote See You Later, Alligator earlier on.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He wrote that?
Yeah. Bobby Charles was kind of a bad man. I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
So, but I always liked this song. You remember the other thing about these, used to get these back in the days of vinyl. If you bought a record on Warner Brothers, it would come with an inner sleeve, and they'd have all these samplers sent away for $2,
right.
And they'd give you, like, you know, 30 songs or whatever. That's how I found this song, because it certainly didn't get played on the radio.
I think it sold about
20 copies.
I can't say I know of it.
I've known this song since I was, you know, 13 or 14 years old, and that's a long time ago, if anybody was paying attention to the lyrics of the last song. But, so I always liked it. So when I got a little more proficient on guitar, I learned it. So
let's hear it.
So.
Anthony Kaczynski on MFO.
It's all small town. Talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they want to. It's all small town talk. Mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word. They'll try to do it every time.
trying to make something work. Who are we to judge one another? That could cause a lot of hurt. It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they want to. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word. They'll try to do it every time.
That is a nice song.
You guys are a good audience.
I know that song. Yeah.
I think I played it in here before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
somebody.
I
also think somebody else covered it, but I.
Well, sorry if I'm forgetting the last time you did it. But
it's been a while. I recycle good. This stuff every now and again.
That's fine with us. We love it.
So let's see. I'm gonna see if I can sing this one. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna give this a shot. Pardon me if my voice cracks. I had a gig last night. It could happen.
You can do anything you like, right. Anthony. It's fine with us.
I'm flip-flopping back and forth between one of mine and one of somebody else who's a compositional better. So this one is a Fire King song called Untitled.
Okay. Anthony Kaczynski on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Kaczynski.
Nice.
I fumbled over it there. But
you do a remarkable job of getting it right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
It's called Untitled.
Let you go. I had to let you go.